Washington County Little League 7 and 8-year-old softball all-stars are on the air. Today's game, Washington County versus Sealy, is made possible by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batter's Box, Kiki Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Cody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dahman and Associates, BVR Materials, Blinn College, Coaches Insurance, Thielemann General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brandit Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's By and By, Seidel Schrader, Bilski Waterwell Services, Thrive-In Financial, La Morales Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Conjura Tile, and Brenham National Bank. We'll go to the field for the pregame with your host, Javi Jr., after these words from our sponsors.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond, with office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Escape from you right there. But yeah, we got the girls dancing out here in Washington County. Little League, the 7 to 8 year old coach pitch today here in the Burton Lower Field. First pitch coming up at 7 o'clock, and they're dancing, getting loose, warmed up. And on the other side, Lee County is stoic and ready for a ball game too. So two different methods, but anything you got to do to get ready for a ball game, right?
That's right. These are young. We got to remember a totally different ball game from last night. These are young kids out here having fun.
That is exactly right. It's all about, right? Because with Little League, it's, you know, the wins and losses do count, but it's all about getting better, going on to that next level and working on those fundamentals, having fun and getting a good experience from that the game offers and learning everything that team sports can teach you, from teamwork, leadership, and, you know, discipline, everything that comes with that. And this Washington County team looks like one that's going to have fun while they do it.
They have fun, but I promise you, when that music gets turned off and the umpires say play ball,
they're going to switch on to the game face.
Game face will be on, I promise you.
There we go. Well, speaking of game faces, we're going to be back after a couple words from our sponsors and getting closer to the first pitch.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond. With office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville, visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, back here to Burton Lower Field, and we're getting ready, and there's some more dancing, and we got the Shrek song on right now. That's pretty appropriate with the green uniforms. Lineups are set, the teams are getting ready. It's time for some Little League All-Star action. And as we covered the high school softball, a lot of those girls came through this exact same system. So who knows, Dale, we might be looking at some of the future stars of Washington County here.
Part of these kids go to Burton School, part of them go to Brenham School. That's great that they should be playing this, because in their own mind, this does nothing but really help them.
Yeah, this is exactly what it is to help them, you know, grow as athletes and as young ladies as well. Sports has so much to teach, and it's a great way, environment to do it. And speaking of environment, I mean, this stadium is packed. We got a full park here in Burton, and they're gonna have enough support, that's for sure. We're not even at first pitch, and there is almost no empty seats in this park right now.
We're very blessed here that We're very proud of this this field here. Robert Steele is what we call this one. Is a family that donated the land that we could build these fields. The top field is Gibson Field. Sam passed away on us way too early also, and he was the instigator or main man in getting this started. He came to me and he said, "Daryl, you head it up. We want to build some fields for our kids to practice and play on." And we started out just with two dirt fields, and we were able to, because this was our fundraiser that we have in March, to turn the infields on both of the fields. Our next project is to cover where these people are sitting on the concrete in between. We're going to put a roof over the top of it, because little dangerous with balls coming from the top field that people get hit. So before next year, we'll have a metal roof over the top of it and make it really nice also.
Well, you know, some people call it dangerous, some people call it a chance to make a play.
That's it.
But yeah, I mean, so Gibson Field and Roberts Field. We're on Roberts Field right now.
Yes.
And speaking of shout outs, you know, people have done a lot for the community. I got to get a shout out to the man sitting right next to me. Daryl, you're kind of in charge of this whole operation down here in Oregon, and thank you for everything that you do. It's a beautiful field, beautiful event, and you're going to have some food for everybody as well, right?
Absolutely. We got a crew and volunteers that we have are unbelievable, that they want to help us. We don't have to really ask. And we make sure we take care of our people that come. And that's why we have no problem getting umpires. They want to come. And we eat together, we drink together, and we play together.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's a great experience for these young ladies, but also a great experience for everyone involved, from the parents to the umpires, the coaches. I mean, this is just what it's all about, really.
Trying to teach these young kids that competition. You know, you're going to have failure and you're going to have a bunch of wins. But you want to teach them to play the game the right way.
Exactly.
And that's what we're here. As long as they do everything, start doing things fundamentally correct, that's what this level is for.
Yeah, it's to learn and to grow. That's what it's all about at this level. Though, it's always nice to get a win, too.
Absolutely. You see who we got sitting out there in left field in that red cap?
Oh, I don't have my binos today.
That's the big family.
Oh, there. Shout out to the bigs over there.
He's holding down the left field on the back of the tailgate. They're having a tailgate party. They couldn't have a tailgate party last night in Huntsville, but they're having a tailgate party in Burton tonight.
Well, like, over there, big supporters of the team with their sons having played, as you affectionately call them, Big Bigs and then Little Bigs, Ryder Bigs, who had a tremendous effort in that state semifinal, and I'm sure he came up through this program.
And he now, him and Whit, they sit there and they umpire for me during the year.
Okay.
We have games out here. Can't stand up on them.
Shout out to the Biggs family and to the Witt family.
And the Tossas out
there. And there are the Tossas as well. We have everybody out here today. So we're going to be back with getting closer to first pitch. First pitch at 7 o'clock after a word from our sponsors.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season. Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League Board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Burnham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
All right, coming back here to Burton, and we are in the middle of starting lineups. Don't worry, we're going to get them over for you. As soon as we get done with the national anthem, we'll announce all the starting lineups and the coaches here today. At the moment, of course, the girls are getting ready to take the field. Washington County has already lined up, and now Lee County is lining up, and we're going to do the national anthem right after that, a quick break, and then the starting lineups. Please rise and remove your hats for the national anthem. National anthem, and we'll be back after a short break for the starting lineups.
This Father's Day, H-E-B is your go-to destination for celebrating Dad in the best way. From premium steaks and grilling essentials to craft beers, snacks, and sweet treats, H-E-B has everything you need to fire up his day. Find great gifts too, like grilling tools, sauces, and more. Whether he's a king of the grill or just loves a good meal, H-E-B helps you make it memorable. Show Dad how much he means with the best from H-E-B, because this Father's Day, no one does it bigger or better than Texas's favorite store.
Hey guys, Eric Benitez here. I'm deeply honored to have been chosen as Washington County's favorite realtor, along with Cedar Frame as the favorite real estate brokerage through the Banner Press. I'm grateful to be blessed with the resources and support to serve our community, and I'm devoted to our local youth and sports. In fact, with your support, last spring we were able to award 4 student athlete scholarships. The real estate market and technology have evolved over the years, so we're doing things a little different when it comes to selling and marketing your properties. If you have any questions about your home's value, please reach out to me, 979-830-3914.
Tieleman Construction and Steg and Tieleman Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tieleman Construction and Steg and Tieleman Plumbing. Visit online at TielemanHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
All right, coming back out here to Burton where it's time to get things started. First pitch just went down, and it was Olivia Coleman getting a nice hit there, getting over to first base. And now up next is Brinley Ronderman, who puts one into center field. It gets trickles into the deep center field, and the throw coming in. Around comes Olivia Coleman to score. That's going to make it 1-0 here quickly in the first inning. Starting lineup for Washington County is 11, Olivia Coleman. Number 10, Brinley Ronderman. Number 30, Audrey Smith. Number 3, Avery Clark. Number 13, Lila Zwinnerman. Number 8, Tatum Pellerun. Number 5, Brinley Kimmick. Number 19, J.C. Belvin. Number 4, Tatum Tappy. And number 23, Ryan Goble. Number 14, Claire Schutte. And number 2, Emery Roberts. So that's two hits to start things off, and with a runner on second, here is Smith, and she's going to put one to third base. The throw coming in, and it's going to go over the head of the first base, and around to score is Ronderman with a nice slide there. Good job, Brindley. And all the way to third base is Audrey Smith. So hitting barrage to start things off here.
You always want to get 5 runs this first at bat. A lot of times, most, if you're confident in your offense, you take visitors and you spot 5. You can hold them one inning and then score 5 again that they don't get 5.
You pretty much
got this game wrapped up.
All right, and up next is Avery Clark. And that one will be fouled back, and a nice play there made in the stands. One-handed grab with the baby on his lap.
Colby Toppy making a play. He couldn't do that when he played in high school.
There you go, Mr. Toppy. Seems he's improved over the years.
Yeah. It's amazing what we'll do when a baby's in our hands.
Next pitch up to Clark is going to be fouled left side up high. Next one's going to be a one hopper to the catcher from Coach. And manager for Washington County is Coach Kimmick. And this one's going to be a nice line drive into center field there by Avery Clark. Around to score comes Audrey Smith, and just like that, it's 3-0. And all the way to third is going Clark. She's grounding third. And she's going to make it all the way home as the ball was on right between home and third base there. Good hustle by Lee County catcher number 12, Rylan Chapman. Hustled over, but good job by Avery Clark, able to beat the throw. That's going to make it 4-0. And just a reminder, it's a 5 runs per inning maximum. So this one's going to be ripped into center field. A great hit there by number 13, Lila Zwinnerman. That was a hard hit single.
These little girls can hit the ball. And now they run the bases. When the ball gets in the circle, see the white lines in the middle? If they're not past it, the rule is they have to go back. But if they're past that halfway point before the pitcher gets control in the circle, then they get a ward at that next base.
That's awesome. Just reviewing the rules here, and up to bat is Tatum Pellerun. And just like we saw on Tuesday, expect pink to be a very common theme. Pink bat and pink helmet for Pellerun. And it takes 2 pitches there.
They get a total of 5 pitches no matter what, unless they foul that 5th one off.
And she's going to put a ground ball coming up from third base to make the throw to first. And a nice play there by number 20 for Lee County, Jimena Llanas. The lefty over in third base comes up, makes the grab on the ground ball. Textbook play there. Slings it over to first base. But that puts a runner on third.
See if Kamich can get her home. Yes,
here
she can.
Comes Kamich, and she's going to put one left side down the third base line. It's going to trickle into left field and sliding in.
Five runs.
Is Winterman, and that's going to be a five run first inning for Washington County Little League All-Stars. So great job there. Some nice hitting, and that's going to take us to the second inning where Lee County will be looking to do the same. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Summer's a time to get things done on your property, and DDM Pipe and Seal is ready to help. Whether you're building a new pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, building a workshop, or putting on a steel roof, DDM has everything you might need. Their experienced staff can help you select the right materials and hardware for your project. Whether it's angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, metal building components, or welding supplies. So what are you waiting for? Get that summer project started with a trip to DDM Pipe and Seal today, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch, and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Okay. Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
Rocking and rolling here in the second inning. We just had a leadoff single there by Albrecht, Fia Albrecht. So she let things off very nicely here. And going over the starting lineup is number 5, Fia Albrecht. Number 1, Kennedy DeGorlami. Followed by number 12, Rylan Chapman. Number 9, Isabella Morales. Number 20, Jimena Llanas. Number 10, Riley Henschel. Number 6, Adeline Hondrick. Number two, Adeline Perez. Number 8, Wilder Giannis. Number 13, Collins Shoddy. And number 7, Serenity Johnson. Up here is Kennedy and good job there by Kennedy, seeing that one was a little too low for her. And I believe her coach is the manager for Lee County. Her father is the coach for Lee County. That's Coach DeGuerolami. So Kennedy DeGuerolami here. She fouls that one left side.
This is her last pitch, unless she fouls it all.
Well, let's see if she can make some contact here. And she puts one.
Look at the catch.
What a catch there.
Double play.
Brindley Ronderman, who turns into double play at first. Sliding in from the shortstop area to make that catch, and then slings it over to first base. That puts two outs on the board.
You reckon Kathy smiling because her grandbaby made that play?
I was just about to say that. Kathy Ronderman of the KTEX KWHI team, I believe that is her granddaughter.
Thank you.
Coach DeGarolami giving some pointers here to Ryland Chapman. And Chapman's going to put a grounder to the pitcher's circle. And number 10 there, Brindley Ronderman, makes the play and throws it in. And I apologize, making the double play was actually number 13, Lila Zwinnerman. Well, congratulations to Lila Zwinnerman making the great play. And Brindley Ronderman gets the final one with a nice ground, picking up a ground ball, singing it to first base. And that's going to do it for the bottom of the first inning. We'll be back with the top of the second after a word from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell Groom's Cake Ice Cream is renewing its vows on the frozen aisle. Milk chocolate ice cream with chocolate cake pieces, chocolate-coated strawberry hearts, swirls of strawberry sauce, and chocolate icing. See you at the reception.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Kroger stores and Kovacevic's Country Store.
All right, Ronnaman. Kathy Ronnaman bringing us some cold water.
Sure she celebrated for that play that Brindley just made. She said, let me keep their mouths from drying up so they keep saying Brindley's name
there
out there.
Kathy's a sweet one.
She sure is. Starting things off is number 19, J.C. Belvin, who just got a nice hit. She goes back and forth on her decision to go to second, but Coach Teller is no, you got to stay here. All right, up next is going to be Tatum Tappy. Nice two-tone bat there. And this one, a ground ball to shortstop and making the tag. Good job at shortstop there.
Wow.
As soon as I have the number, I believe that's number one, Kennedy DeGarolami, making Dad proud over there in the coach's box.
Come Ryan Gable up.
So with Ryan Gable, number 23, that one's going to be fouled back with good contact, and she's going to continue the trend of the pink helmet. You know what they say? When you wear something you like, you feel like you're looking good, you play good, right?
That's it. So. You got to feel good, look good, and play good.
So here's Gable. She's just two pitches in. Maximum of five pitches, maximum of five runs per inning. Five pitches per at-bat and five runs per inning. Those are the rules here for the Little League All-Stars.
But they do have that if she swings and misses now, then she would be out.
Okay.
This is pitch number five.
But she makes contact on that one, pops it up right side. And she's getting plenty of encouragement here from the crowd. And expect that to go on all day. Here's Gable with a good swing. Ground ball, making a play on it. Swings it over to first and making the catch at first is number nine, Isabella Morales. But that's going to get J.C. Belvin all the way to third base. Oh, I'm sorry. That's Tatum Tappy getting all the way to third base. And up comes Claire Schutte. 14 for Washington County. And she's going to put a ground ball that slowly rolls over to Giannis in third base. Swings it over to Morales, who isn't able to get a hold of it. But a great throw there. And that's going to put... That's going to put Claire Schutte on first, and scoring is Tatum Tappy. And up here is number two, Emery Roberts. And she's going to put a fly ball, and it's going to stay in center field. A good catch there by Kennedy DeGarolami. as she makes her second play of this inning defensively. Only one run there for Washington County. We'll be back for the bottom of the second inning after a word from our sponsors.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family in their All-Star Tournament games.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars all good luck in their tournaments.
All right, back to Burton. The Little League All-Star action. Washington County taking on Lee County. Right now, 6-0 in favor of Washington County. We get started here in the bottom of the second with Lee County. A chance to respond after a one-run top of the second by Washington County. And there is Morales putting up a fly ball into center field and making the play. Good catch there by J.C. Belvin. That was Isabella Morales making the hit. Now, last time out, Washington County was a nice double play, and then a play in the pitcher's circle by Ronderman is how they got their outs, and they got their first one here quickly. Here is Lanis. And this is Jimena Lanis.
These little girls practice a lot, too, and, you know, they're making all these routine plays. And a lot of times, that's really not
and
a
she's going to line one into right field is Lanis. Good hit there. She's going to get at least two. Will she go for three? I think, yes, she will. And the throw's coming in. That's a good throw. And that's going to – is the tag in time? No. The throw was. So a good throw there from right field. I believe that's Audrey Smith in right field making that throw. But good effort there by Jimena Lanis is able to get all the way to third base and beat the throw. And now fouling at left side is going to be number 10, Riley Henschel for Lee County. She's got a runner on third. See if she can get herself an RBI here. Takes a couple practice swings and she'll be sporting a Barbie pink helmet with a Mardi Gras colored bat.
That's no gold and purple. What we going to see here tonight.
And a high pitch. She's going to pop it up. And coming up to make the play is number 8 for Washington County, Tatum Pellerun. Good read by her. And she comes up. And we're going to get a nice huddle over by third base. Everybody, all the young ladies congratulating each other.
That's a tough job up there with that coach is doing, pitching too.
Oh, yeah.
You want to try to make a perfect pitch so they can hit, and that ain't that easy.
And that's going to bring up number 6, Adeline Hendrick for Lee County. She's got a little bit of a darker colored pink helmet and a rainbow bat.
Yeah. Still putting the pink tape on the bottom of the handle.
Yeah. And she's going to put a line drive that trickles into center field past second base. And she's going to get herself an RBI as Lanis comes in to score. And good job there by Zwinnerman. She picks up the ball and jogs it all the way to first base. Didn't want to risk it with a throw. And just making sure she stays there. So that was Adeline Hendrick. And here comes Adeline Perez. Having a little equipment malfunction,
yeah,
looks like.
Gotta get those chin straps tightened down. It's like she gets some chin music from Coach.
But I'll tell you, she's got some hustle getting up here. But here's Perez. She's going to take the first one. And takes a couple practice swings. Says, I got this next one. Looks like she's got
a bandana on her wrist there from the American flag. She's going to toss it aside.
I was going to say, I don't think she meant to have that around her arm.
Maybe that's why she didn't get the hit.
And then Blue saw it, and he wanted to steal it. Isn't that something? Oh, John.
Well, Blue always on top of it. All right. Adeline getting some pointers from Coach here as she is two strikes, but she's going to make good on those pointers. Puts a grounder to the pitcher's circle, but making the play is Brinley Ronderman swinging it over to first base. And in first base, that's number three, Avery Clark, making the catch. That's going to be the third out of the inning. Retires the side. But Lee County able to put a run up on the board. That was Jimena Lana scoring. And we'll be back for the top of the third inning. 6-1 in favor of Washington County after a word from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars. As local owners, we're honored to provide your family with a wholesome, protein-rich food option full of essential nutrients. We take pride in producing quality eggs that help support a healthy lifestyle. You can find Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at local grocery stores, convenience stores, and finer food markets near you. Congratulations and best of luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Go out there, play hard, and take state. We're cheering for you.
All right, back to Burton, back to the top of the lineup for Coleman here. That's Olivia Coleman. Top of the third inning. Washington County with a 5-run lead, 6-1. And she tips this one back. And Coleman, yep. Locking it in, closes her eyes, takes a deep breath because last time she was up here, she ripped one into center field. She's looking to do the same. She was the first run of the game in that leadoff spot. And she's got a different theme going on with her uniform. She's got a blue all across. Still has that neon pink on the lettering on the back of the helmet, though. And that one popped up. Coming up, trying to make the play is number 9, Morales. And a good hustle there.
Good try.
But the ball just a little too far on the right side and close to the dugout.
Pitch number 5 here.
Here's pitch number 5 for Coleman. And she rips this one into center field. Oh, cutting things off at second base. So it's going to limit it to a single. But a good hit there by Coleman on her last chance there. They will call that a clutch hit for her.
It was a little bit low on that pitch. She went down there and got it, though.
Right,
she knew she had a swing.
And she is a tall girl, so really had to stoop down there for it. And here comes Ronderman. That's Brinley Ronderman. And she's going to put down a bunt beautifully. Nice fundamentals there with the bunt. Oh, and the ball going to get past first. And she's going to be able to take second. And in to score is Olivia Coleman with her second run. And Ronderman's going to keep it going.
And she's going to go
all the way home. Inside the park home run for Brinley Ronderman. Let's see if we can find Kathy in the crowd here. That is her granddaughter Ronderman making a nice play. A 2-run inside the park home run is what I'm going to call it. So that makes it now 8-1 in favor of Washington County.
That's what happens when you get to throwing that ball around and not getting it in the circle. You just keep running.
Hey, that's what we're out here for,
though.
That's
right.
Learning the fundamentals. So as we get a quick conference at the pitcher circles from Coach DeGuerlami, we'll be back after a quick word from our sponsors.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
All right, starting things off here in the bottom of the third. It was top of the third, I'm sorry, still, and Audrey Smith just swung one into left field, and it was stopped in time, and she made her way around first and a little bit of a debate at second, so waiting to get our decision here. Oh, Coach over there trying to protest for her that she was there in time, but the ump's not going to give it to him. That's going to put an out on the board. That's the first out here with Washington County up 8-1. And up next after Audrey Smith is number 3, Avery Clark. Good play by Lee County there at second base to get the out.
Good aggressive running, though. These kids are taught to run the bases and be aggressive, and that's what she was doing. It just took up perfect bang-bang play to get her.
Yes, sir.
Clark ripped one while ago, if I remember right.
She sure did. Lefty hitter. And she puts a ground ball to shortstop that goes over the head of first base. And she's going to get second. Let's see if she tries to go for third.
Oh, they're throwing it around again.
Oh, they're throwing it around.
Keep running. Keep running. Keep running.
And she's coming all the way home.
Safe.
And Adeline Perez is going to keep a hold of it over in the pitcher's circle. That's going to score another run inside the park home run for for Avery Clark. Daryl, you called that one. You said she got a rip earlier, and she gets another rip there. Up next is Lila Zwenerman. Gotta love that green eye tape there.
His little girl's a player.
Looks like a baller. Looks like a ball player, like we say, right?
Yeah. You watch her run these bases after she hits this ball.
White helmet with the stars across and left over there in the left field. Beautifully falls there. And she's going to get at least second base here. And she's going to hang tight there at second base. Nice double there for Zwenerman. Proves us right with that ball player.
Absolutely.
Observation.
Yes, sir.
So that's now three runs scored in this inning. They got a runner on second as Washington County. And up to bat is Tatum Pellerun. This one down low to Pellerun. Looking back, like, well, it was low pitch.
Yeah, ain't swinging at that.
Yeah, these coaches have a tough job over there in the pitcher's circle. Ooh, that one comes in low again. Good discipline there from Pellerun to stay off of that.
She got to remember she only gets 5, though, no matter what.
Right, that's true. Let's see if Coach can give her one here, and she does beautifully in the strike zone. She pops it up, and it gets past the shortstop position and sliding in. Is Wenderman to third, and she's going to get all the way home for another run. And going all the way to third base is Tatum Pellerun as Lila Zwenerman gets a run. That's now 4 runs in this inning. That makes it 10-1 in favor of Washington County. And up next is Brinley Kamich. And she's going to pop one left side, foul territory, opportunity for a play.
That's
good
bad.
Job there by Jimena Lanas.
Got 2 outs. Belvin coming up.
He made a lot of a couple of nice plays over there in third base. Good fundamentals. Lefty
a
third base.
Lefty, yeah.
Yeah. Now that's number 19, J.C. Belvin, as she pops one in the bleachers over here. And a nice play made there by one of the crowd.
That was the little Swinneman that we talked about a while ago. That's her grandpa.
Oh, so she hit one right to grandpa, huh?
The one that hit before this one, number 30, that got in the park.
Swinneman's grandpa made the play.
Yes.
So this is Belvin.
This is Belvin.
J.C. Belvin. Let's see. She's going to lay off of that one. She's got, like that white helmet with the baseball stickers on it. Her initials all the way across the back.
A little softball. He ripped that one.
I guess they are yellow. They are softballs. So here's a Pellerun scoring on the run. And an RBI there for J.C. Belvin. And she's thinking about third.
Five runs.
That's five runs, so she wanted to go keep running, but that's the run rule is going to stop her at five runs in this inning, so that's 11-1 now in favor of Washington County. We'll be back for the bottom of the third inning after a word from our sponsors.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
From the Whataburger inbox to your speaker, Kayla writes, I'm dead because of no mushroom Swiss. We checked it out and Kayla, though a bit dramatic, is totally fine. And that's great because the Mushroom Swiss Burger is totally back. Just like Kayla loves, with grilled mushrooms, melty cheese, and creamy au jus sauce. Kayla, don't mess with us like that. The skull emoji is not for playing around. The Mushroom Swiss Burger is back for a limited time. What a burger!
Alright, as we get started here, it's 11-1 in the bottom of the third inning in favor of Washington County Little League All-Stars. And up to bat is Lee County. And that's Little Lanus. So we just saw Jimena Lanus a little bit ago. This time it's Wilder Lanus. An interesting bat there with her. She's like,
almost looks like a wood bat.
Yeah, it looks painted to look like a wooden bat. And she'll be sporting the blue helmet. And I believe they have her in the pitcher's circle on defense. And a nice stop there from Kimmich as she gets in front of that low pitch, practicing those blocking skills at catcher.
So where you learn?
And Lanus taking her moment at the plate. She was out, but she maybe hoping nobody would notice.
Yeah. Let me have six.
Yeah. So after Lanus, Wilder Lanus is up is Collins Shoddy. And she fouls it back. Just barely. And she's got the black going on here. Black helmet, black bat.
Sporting them Giddings colors.
And this one popped up, and that's going to stay fair.
Wow,
and
she's gonna look at that. Oh, smart
that
play.
Bounces out. Got bounces it. Foul. Good job by Brindley Runnerman and J.C. Belvin. Heads up. You know, they saw it bounce down that line, and it bounced up. And look at Shoddy hustling back. Full sprint on the way back to the plate. She wants another crack at this. Tell you what, that was a smart play by Belvin and Ronderman there.
It was.
That one looked fair all the way, and they just let it roll foul. That's what it's all about, learning them fundamentals here. And that one going to be hit by Shoddy, and this time she's going to be able to get to first base. And she said, debating going over to second, but decides to stay at first.
She said, I ain't letting that green team tag me out.
Yeah. So good play there by her. Gets a single. And here at the bottom of the lineup is Serenity Johnson. She's got the matching pink helmet and cleats there. And a pink bat.
Oh, ball.
I think I know what her favorite color is. And she fouls this one left side.
First one we got tonight that's in the front of the box. Most of them are all in the middle to the back. This one's in the front.
She's saying, I know Coach pitches slow.
She's trying to adjust.
And this one fouled back. So she's making contact here. Just needs to keep it fair. Good swings by Serenity Johnson.
Two strikes on her.
Coach getting her hyped up and ready, and she's going to pop this one up and right in front of third base. Good hit there by Serenity Johnson. That's going to be a single that moves Shoddy up to second. That'll bring us back to the top of the lineup. That's Fia Albrecht. And she did start us off in this game with a hit for Lee County.
Lee County got two on, runners on first and second with one out.
And a nice hit there gets past the pitcher's circle.
Making a
decision there, Zwenderman. She decides to go to third and gets the play. Smart decision there by Zwenderman. It's the right play to make there. Yep.
Get the lead runner.
And now that's a couple plays in this inning where Washington County fielders showing off that IQ.
Fielded it, throw it, and catch it. That's huge.
Exactly. Up next is Kennedy DeGuerolami. He'll foul this one back almost over the fence. We're back to the Barbie pink helmets.
Dive and try by Swinman, but and almost.
Ooh, Ronderman makes a diving attempt at it. And it comes just short, but a tremendous effort by Ronderman. And able to beat out the throw is Kennedy DeGuerolami. Now base is loaded here for Lee County. They're down 10. They need some runs here. As the rule is, 10 runs after 4 is a run rule. So we're in the bottom of the third. They could use some runs here.
Hey, we got 2 outs, ladies. 2 outs.
Here comes Rylan Chapman.
2 outs with bases loaded.
She's staying true to the Lee County colors with all black bat, black helmet, black cleats. First one gets passed.
You take a deep breath. Did you see that?
Yes.
Big deep breath?
Calming the nerves there. It's a big moment for Moses Grove. I believe it's the first game of the year.
Yes.
And right over the pitcher's circle. Zwenderman backs her up, though, and makes the throw to first to Clark. And Avery Clark makes the catch there. That's going to retire the side. No run scored, so still a 10-run lead here for Washington County over Lee County. We'll be back for the top of the fourth inning after a word from our sponsors.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors. And a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
All right, back to Burton, where we're getting ready at Roberts Field for the top of the fourth inning. Washington County up to bat, up 10 runs, 11-1 on Lee County. And the rule is, if Lee County cannot get some runs in here in the bottom of the fourth, they're going to be in trouble, because that would be a 10-run rule. Let's see if Washington County can get some, I guess you can call them insurance runs.
they put five up here. I think it'd be over.
I think so, too.
Because there's no way they
can catch
up.
Because they can't get back, exactly. Yeah. With the five-run per inning rule, that would make it an impossibility.
So what, they got to get one run then.
So Toppy puts one into right between left and center field beautifully. Absolutely rips that one. Oh, and she's going to third. The throw in time. Lannis makes the tag. And look at the excitement there in the infield. I believe that's Kennedy DeGuerlami getting extremely happy with that one. She made a nice throw. Lannis. Specifically, that is Jimena Lannis with a fantastic tag, and Lee County crowd loves that, because that would have been a huge play for Toppy.
She ripped that ball.
She sure did. It was a good hit. Up next is going to be Gable. Ryan Gable. And she takes one off the shin there, and Coach checking in on her, because that...
Yeah, she looked at Daddy and Mama behind me, and they told her, don't you rub that thing.
Ooh, yeah. A bunt attempt there. Just not able to get it in front in time, but a nice attempt there. So that's now two pitches for Gable. Here's the next one. She's going to foul this one left side. An ability for someone to make a play? No, it'll fall just right of the bleachers here. And speaking of bleachers, there is now nowhere to sit if you showed up late to this game.
That's right. Overflow. That's what we like to see.
Yeah, plenty of support out here from Washington County and Lee County for their girls.
And
this one ripped down the middle, and that one trickles into center field. Nice hit there by Gable. A hard hit ground ball.
Good job, Ryan.
Up next is going to be Claire Schulte. And Claire Schulte's going to rip one into left field. Nice chopper there from her. That was a good hit.
That's back-to-back solid singles.
That sure is.
You know, I'd hate to be the one pitching up there. Not that I like to talk a lot, you know what I mean? But the pitcher cannot talk to the batter.
Oh.
That would be really tough. I couldn't be up there.
So now the runner's on first and second. Here comes number two, Emery Roberts, another lefty. Two lefties at the bottom of this lineup, Schulte and Roberts. And correct me if I'm wrong, Roberts is the daughter of Katie Roberts of Brenham Softball Cubettes?
Yes.
So I guess you could say she's got a coach on the field and a coach at home.
That's it.
That shows right there as she rips one. Rips one left side, and it's stopped by a shortstop to DeGuerlami, but she's going to get on first base. That's going to load the bases with only one out for Washington County.
And she's also smart because she got her batting from the left side.
Always an advantage. And this one, Coleman going to put a short one right in front of the pitcher's circle that is going to allow one run to score. Around comes another run, and almost a third, but Roberts is going to head back to third. And you said it there, smart play. Smart girl, smart play. Up next is Brindley Ronderman. Looks like waving at the crowd here.
She's waving at Grandma Kathy somewhere up there.
Yeah, there's Kathy waving at us now. And a nice hit from Brindley. Drops into center field. She got a hold of every bit of that one. That's going to be an RBI single for Brindley.
For a little girl, she popped it out there really good.
Yes, she did. Brindley Ronderman with an excellent hit. That scores Emery Roberts. And now that's 14-1 in favor of Washington County. Two runs and they can end it. Here is Audrey Audrey Smith.
She fixing to rip one out here in the left center.
I believe we have Papa here next to us.
Yeah, he want to be nice and call her baby.
And here it is, that one she's going to rip in the left field, and the crowd is loving it, especially Mr. Smith here next to us.
Yeah, he trying to hold his hollering down. But
he knows he's sitting next to the radio.
he can't fool a fool like me, though.
A fool cannot be fooled.
Nah, it's a good dude sitting by us.
That's 15-1 now here. And Avery Clark going to rip one in the left field. Is that going to score
it.
The final run?
Yes, sir.
Around comes Ronderman. Is she going to give us a slide? No, she's going to come in standing up. No need to slide there. And now that's going to make it 16-1 with another five-run inning here. It was a five-run top of the first and a five-run top of the fourth for Washington County. A hitting barrage, if you will. And good job there from plenty of the Washington County girls.
If we'd be in a real game, they'd be pulling this pitcher.
And we can say that because it's just a coach.
I got a smile out of it.
So here we go. It's going to be 16-1 going into the bottom of the fourth inning. Lee County up to bat. 15-run lead for Washington County. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
As Isabella Morales just led us off here in the bottom of the fourth for Lee County, a great play there by Brindley Ronderman. Makes the catch in the pitcher's circle and slings it to first base to Avery Clark. In time to get the runner out. And up next is Jimena Lanas, who rips one into center field for a single. And Lee County going to get some at-bats here, but unfortunately not going to be able to catch up. And we're going to have a run rule here after this inning. But a good opportunity for them to get some experience, get some bats, and work on those fundamentals like we were talking about. That's what it's all about.
Foul back.
This one fouled back by Henschel. That's Riley Henschel for Lee County. And she's got a big old smile on her face, ear to ear. She's just out there having a good time.
That's what they're supposed to have.
This one, a low pitch from Coach, and that wiped the smile off her. She said, Coach, what are you giving me there?
Yeah, you're supposed to be throwing me cheese.
Yeah. But like you said, it is a hard job up there in the pitcher circle for these coaches. And this one popped up, and the play almost made by Pellerun. Good effort there. Hustled up to get to that one, but unfortunately for this fall in.
But then
Zwenerman
picked it up and threw it to second. Got the out.
And gets Lanas out there. He met Lanas at second base, and that's going to put a second out on the board. So one out away from a victory here in Washington County. And up to bat is Adeline Hendrick.
Ball game.
And Brindley trying to make a play. Almost diving attempt there, but she makes the throw to second to get the out anyway. Good catch at second over there by J.C. Belvin. And that keeps it 15-run lead here for Washington County. That should do it.
That's the ball game.
As they get three outs quickly. And I got to tell you, some great IQ, some great defensive plays, some plenty of good hitting. Plenty of great hitting here from all of these girls. And on the other side, what you love to see from Lee County is they were having fun the whole way through. You know, it's Little League baseball. The wins do count, Little League All-Star game. But it's about learning and growing and learning the game, really, and having a good time. And both these girls had a good time. Both of the girls on both sides had a good time, that's for sure. But Coach DeGuerlami is going to say, we're going to head over to left field because even though we had a good time, there are some things we need to talk about. And as they get over to left field and the Washington County team comes over here to first base to celebrate, we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohine Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Stay on top of your game year-round with the elite baseball and softball training facilities. The Batter's Box. 2025 Summer Baseball and Softball Camp registrations are now open. Visit us online and register today. Mark your calendars. Tryouts for fall 2025 season will be happening in July. Contact us today for more info. Go online to battersboxbtx.com. That's battersboxbtx.com. Good luck to all the area's Little League All-Stars from everyone at the Batter's Box.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area's sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in at Guadalajara Restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
All right, here we go. It's concluded the game after four innings. It's Washington County getting a 15-run win over Lee County. And a 16-1 final score. And just a lot of fun out here. Coaches having some talks, making sure the girls learn from the experience. But when you're out there having fun, what you're learning is that baseball's fun and it keeps you going.
But the most I got out of this game, look how solid the defense is on this
beautiful
Washington County team. I mean, they catch the ball in the air, they field the ball on the ground, they throw it very well, and they catch it very well. They're going to be tough to get around in this tournament. It's going to have to be an awful, awful good team to match them, because the whole game here is get the five runs first, and you play good defense that you hold them, it's over with.
Yeah, to be at the 7-8-year-old level having that good fundamentals, and the fundamentals are really great. They work on that in practice, but what I really loved was the IQ on these girls. We had some just smart plays today.
The plays that they threw at the third and get the out, threw two of them the second and get the out. Line drive, double play and stuff, you know, and we're talking about 8-year-old girls.
Exactly. The IQ is off the charts. These are some smart girls that came out here, had fun, showed off some fundamentals, and not only that, talent and ability as well. And talk about a smart play, a fly ball that lands fair here between home and first, and instead of picking it up and eagerly throwing it to first where the throw probably would not have been in time, they let it trickle foul, and let's keep this at bat going.
Very, very right.
Exactly.
And stuff. You know, that comes from parents practicing with them at home also. But these coaches, they're up here all the time. They practice a lot here on Sundays. And you have to practice. And the kids got to want to do it. And, you know, by them dancing and having fun, they're going to go a long way because they're making it fun. But yet, they expect them, they better make those plays.
That's right. Fun, but it's always more fun when you're able to win. And that's exactly what Washington County did today, 16-1 over Lee County. We'll be back for some more postgame after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, friends. Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob, 836-3332, or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at BrenhamAutoGlassRepairs.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and the coaches good luck.
This is Ben Fletcher with Citizens State Bank, and I'd like to personally invite you to our block party in Somerville on Friday, June 6th from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're celebrating our 100th year of community, commitment, and the relationship that made it all possible. Enjoy refreshments all day, lunch, giveaways, and live music with special presentations starting at 10:30 a.m. It's our way of saying thank you for being part of our story. We'll see you Friday, June 6th at Citizens State Bank in Somerville. Local people, local decisions. Since 1925.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
All right, wrapping things up here in Burton, where Washington County just beat Lee County in a Little League All-Star action, 7- and 8-year-old coach pitch. And coaches, with some nice pitches out there, a tough job for them to do, and they did a good enough job to get this game going. Again, like you said, I think the Washington County coach is the pitcher that would have been pulled if this was a baseball game.
Yeah, because they ripped her pretty hard, I'm just going to tell you.
Yeah, that's right.
But that's what you want to see if you're in this.
Exactly that. I mean, no weak points at all. It was top to bottom solid from Washington County. Lee County out there having fun. Unfortunately, they do get the 15-run loss, but they were having fun. They had some tremendous plays. I mean, at third base, they had some really solid catches, and you know, a play that we thought was going to be made at third by Washington County was tagged out and punched out at third. That was a very, very impressive showing from then. So, but we keep saying it. The most important thing is that everybody out here had fun. And looking around me, people that really had a lot of fun is these parents.
Oh, yeah, and you see there not many of them leaving. They're probably going to go eat somewhere, or we try to encourage them. We have hamburgers here and stuff, and we try to encourage them to support the park also by one night that their team and their parents and stuff eat a meal here.
Right.
And that's what it's all about.
Yes, sir. So we'll all have plenty of games here throughout the week. Make sure you come out and support Roberts Field and Gibson Field, ran by the man sitting next to me here, Daryl Kiki. So thank you for everything that you do. We'll be back with a little bit more postgame after a word from our sponsors.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors. And a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman and Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman and Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman and Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Steel Buildings. It's what they do at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop. DDM has been manufacturing every type of steel building you can imagine for almost 30 years. Barns, barnominiums, workshops, storage buildings, homes, and office buildings. They can do it all, and they'll do it right. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships. Get your project started today by talking with the experienced folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mason Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks Altman Dentistry for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
All right, getting ready to wrap things up here. And got to say thank you so much to Daryl Kiki. Not only everything he does for these Little League fields here in Burton, that's Roberts Field and Gibson Field. Any final thoughts on today from you, Daryl?
Yeah, I'm just going to – you're trying to give me credit. I have a team of people that I care about a lot, and that volunteers are unbelievable here. This Daryl doesn't want any credit, anything to do with this. It's just a joy to be able to see that we could have people in the community to help us build something like this nice and continue to support us that we can improve it. Our goal is to one day to be able to turf those outfields, that we have a full turf field. That way, if the high school girls need to play up here and it rains, they can play up here and stuff. But the volunteers, you'll see when you walk back from concession stand to scorekeepers to striping the fields to the guys, we call them the Labahee Prairie Boys. They're in charge of the cooking, and they volunteer. They want to do that. They fix a meal every night for the umpires, for the volunteers, and, you know, it's just a blessing to have a bunch of friends that care and love this thing as much as I do, and I give them all the credit because I don't have to ask. They volunteer, and there they want to do this, and it's the same ones that make our crawfish fundraiser successful, helping the Burton American Legion at their fundraiser. It's the same group of people, and I can't say enough thanks about them. You know, I'm just blessed to have a bunch of friends. I preach this to my girls at work, and if you treat people nicely, you're always going to have people want to help you. And that's one thing my mom and dad taught me. You help people, and they'll always help you. I promise you, Miami, that's a true statement.
That is very true. And tell you what, Daryl, I can tell you, you have a friend in me. Thank you for everything you've – if I can't shout you out for this field, I got to shout you out for everything you've helped me with. Thank you so much.
Hey,
and
this is only beginning. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Yes, sir. And very evident about this Burton community is a small town, but it is a tight-knit, as tight as can be community, and these events really show that. So special shout-out to all the volunteers that make these things happen, everybody working the scoreboards, working the concession stands, everything that it takes to put these events together. Thank you so much. We'll be back with a post-game wrap-up after a word from our sponsors.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community. Better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
All right, final post-game wrap-up here in Burton over on Roberts Field, where we just had a Little League All-Star 7- and 8-year-old coach pitch game between Washington County and Lee County. Today it was Washington County coming out victorious 16-1 with a 15-run rule here, and that's going to be it. Thank you so much, Daryl Kiki, for stopping by always with his colorful commentary. My name is Javi Jr., and catch you next time.
This broadcast was brought to you by Woodson Lumber Company, H-E-B in Brenham, Batter's Box, Kiki Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Hody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez with Cedar Farm Real Estate, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Dominan Associates, BVR Materials, Blinn College, Coaches Insurance, Tielemann General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Branded Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Schrader, Bilski Waterwell Services, Thrivent Financial, La Morelos Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Kendura Tile, and Brenham National Bank. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.